Today's daf is Vachim daf Samach, and we are 6 lines from the top of daf Samach Amid Aleph. We're in middle of a sugya bishloim le Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara in daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph brought a pasuk that describes the day that Shloim HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk says it's in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches. On that day, Shloimeh HaMelech was Mekadesh, he sanctified the floor of the Chatzar, Asher Lifnei Beis Hashem. And the reason he did it, says the Pasuk, is ki asa shom es ha'oilo ves ha'mincha ves chel ve ha'shlomim ki mizbach ha'necheshes asher lifnei Hashem katoin me'hachel es ha'oilo ves ha'mincha ves chel ve ha'shlomim. The reason he did it simply was because the mizbeach ha'necheshes, which was lifnei Hashem, was too small to facilitate the multitude of karbonis that were put on that day. The Gemara says that on that day, Shlomo HaMelech brought 22,000 bakar, 120,000 soin, 142,000 animals. And there simply wasn't enough space on the Mizbeach to bring these karbonis. As a result, Shlomo HaMelech had to make an immediate expansion. This is the first day. They're already making an extension, and Shlomo goes, and he was Mekadesh the Ritzpas Azar. At least that's the way Rabbi Yehuda understood the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda said, Dvarim Kichsavan, and based on that, Rabbi Yehuda said, a Chiddush La'alacha. He said that Kedusha of the Ritzpas Azara, Bimei Shlomo HaMelech, was something that would remain. And it's for that reason, for future generations, the Ritzpas Azara, as we'll see, with regards to certain halachas, was treated as the Mizbeach. Stating that, Rabbi Yossi said it can't be pshat.
Right?
But Rabbi Yossi argues.
So, Rabbi Yossi wanted to answer because the Issa to go on the Mizbeach is a fact of Pasuk, but he timed it because the Pasuk, because he had no reason to be there. Azara is not welcome to be on the Mizbeach, but if the Kedusha Azara was that, they had reasons to be in the Azara, then what happened to be in it, sir?
Very interesting. Now you can leave. So Rabbi Yossi argued, and Rabbi Yossi said the pasuk is not meant to be taken literally. And he said, I'll prove to you it's not meant to be taken literally. Because although 142,000 karbonas sounds like a lot, and how would they be able to be machter all those karbonas on one day? Otherwise, there's an iser noiser on the Mizbeach. But the pasuk says, Elef oilas yala shloim. Shloim HaMelech, when the Mishkan was in Gidoin, brought 1,000 oilas in one day. And that Mizbeach was Pashtis, the Mizbeach and Achoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was a very, very small Mizbeach. And he did the back of the envelope arithmetic, and he said, based on that, the Mizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech, which was much bigger, in fact, it was 400 times bigger, should have been big enough for him to go ahead and build and bring all these 142 karbanas. What then does the Pasuk mean when the Pasuk says that they were Mekadesh the floor because the Mizbeach was too small? It means something else. What it means is that they brought a new Mizbeach and they disqualified the other Mizbeach. They rendered it unfit. But the Pasuk didn't want to say that they made it unfit. So we use a more fine lashon and we say that they made Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach became Pasuk. I didn't even utter such words. So we say it was too small. But really what it means is it was Pasuk. So it's not that the new Mizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech was too small. It's actually referring to the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Mizbeach was rendered too small. But what does the Pasuk then mean when it says that Kidesh Shloima, what exactly was he Mekadesh? That's the Gemara's question. Bishlam the Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that Shloima HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzvah because he needed more space to be able to bring all the karbanos. Hainu dechsev Kiddush. I understand what Kiddush means. Elo Rabbi Yossi, my Kiddush. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that says that Shloima HaMelech never brought karbanos on the floor. So what was he Mekadesh? The Gemara says, Lahamid Bamizbech. What it means is, he was Mekadesh the Ritzpas HaAzara, and not to bring karbonos, to give it Kedusha that you should be able to build a Mizbech on it. The Ritzpas HaAzara has to have its own level of Kedusha. You're right, it's not the same level of Kedusha as Mizbech. Mizbech needs Kedusha to be able to do Zrika, to be able to do Akhtara. Ritzpa just needs Kedusha for it to be Ritzpas HaAzara, to be able to build a Mizbeach on top of it. That's all it means. Says the Gemara, Bishlam the Rabbi Yossi, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that which Mizbeach was too small, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach, even though it really wasn't small, it's just a fine lashon. Meaning heretofore, we weren't going to use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach anymore, rather we were going to use the new Mizbeach that Shlomo HaMelech built. Hainu dechsev katan. I understand what it means when the Pasuk says the Mizbeach and Nechoshes was too small. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was made out of Nechoshes. Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach, if we have enough time to get to it, wasn't made out of Nechoshes, it was made out of Avonim. So the Mizbeach Nechoshes is the one that's too small. Elo Rabbi Yehuda, my katan. What do you mean the Mizbeach Nechoshes was too small? Mizbeach We're not talking about the Mizbech Nechoshes. We're talking about Shloim HaMelech's new Mizbech. It's too small. There's not enough space to bring all these different 122,000, 42,000 Karbanas. And as a result, that Mizbech is too small, so we have to be Mekadosh the Ritzba. But it's not the Mizbech HaNechoshes. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech was a Mizbech HaNechoshes. Shloim HaMelech's Mizbech was a Mizbech HaVonim. So the Gemara says, you're right, Hachi Kamer, Mizbech HaVonim. You're right. It really means that Shloim HaMelech's Mizbech was too small. The reason we're referring to Shloim HaMelech's Mizbech as a Mizbech of Nechoshes, even though it wasn't made out of Nechoshes, is because it came to replace, it was in lieu of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech, that was a Mizbech of Nechoshes. Being that it was replacing a Mizbech Nechoshes, that's why we refer to it as a Mizbech Nechoshes. Now, the Gemara in the Cheshbon on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis said that, how is Rabbi Yehuda going to answer Rabbi Yossi's Taina? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda understood the pasuk literally. He said the Mizbech was too small to bring 142,000 Karbanos. Taina, Rabbi Yossi, what do you mean? Elafaylus Yalash Shloima, on one square Amma, Shloima was able to bring 1,000 Oilus. So now he couldn't bring 142,000 on 20 by 20, which is 400 square Ammas? It L'chura, you would think, just based on the ratio, that it would have capacity of 400,000 animals. 142,000 shouldn't be such a big deal. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda Latameh, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was really a lot bigger than Rabbi Yossi thought it was. I mean, if you read the Pasuk says it was 5 by 5. But really, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the measurements that the Torah gives is counting from the midpoint of the Mizbeach. It's really not 5 by 5, but rather it's 10 by 10. If it's 10 by 10, it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach had much more square footage than we thought it did. How much did it have? Le'inyan Akhtara? 6 by 6, which is 36. It comes out that Shloim HaMelech, which is 20 by 20, is only 11 times bigger. 36 times 11 is 396. It's only 11 times bigger. If it's 11 times bigger, it should have only had capacity for 11 times. Yet, you see, they brought 142 times. Elamai. That's how Rabbi Yehuda, but how did Rabbi Yehuda know that the way he's supposed to count the Mizbeach is from the midpoint? It says 5 by 5. So he learned it from Gzeirah Shava. It says Ravua by the Mizbeach Nechoshes. And it says Ravua by the Nevuah of Yecheskel. Just like there, we count from the midpoint. So too, this is also meant to be counted from the midpoint. And the Gemara said, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Gzeirah Shava? He doesn't hold with the Gzeirah Shava, Ravua. He does. He uses it to learn a halacha of the Mizbeach Nechoshes from the Mizbeach Hazav, from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That just like the Mizbeach Hazav, its height was 2 times the length and width. So too, the Mizbeach Nechoshes, its height had to be 2 times as well. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both hold the Gzeirah Shava Ravua. The question is, do you learn the Gzeirah Shava from Yecheskel, or do you learn the Gzeirah Shava from the Mizbeach HaPnimi? It's that the Gemara says, B'mai Pligi. Need a little background for this. So, B'mai Pligi, Zok, the Gemara, Ma'i Sov Adonin Chutz Mechutz, Ve'in Donin Chutz Me'Ptimu, Ma'i Sov Adonin Kli Mi'Kli, Ve'in Donin Kli Mi'Binyin. On the one hand, you can argue that it makes more sense to learn Chutz Michutz, to learn the Mizbeach Achitzain from the Mizbeach Achitzain, albeit one was the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, the other one was the Mizbeach of Yecheskel, and the other Mandama says it's more mistaber to learn Kli Mikli rather than to learn Kli Mibinyan. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayta, Amar Rava, and even though Rabbi Yehuda said a Chiddush, that Ritzpah Sa'azara has Kedusha, again, who was Mekadeshit? The Gemara told us the rest of the story. Shloim HaMelech, on the first day that the Beis HaMikdash was built, but Ma'idah Rabbi Yehuda Bedam, Rabbi Yehuda's Ma'idah, that even though the Ritzpah Sa'azara has Kedusha as a Mizbeach, but it's only with regards to Haktara. But you want to know if you could do a Zrika? As it relates to Zrika, interesting idea. That it has a din of Mizbeach L'inyan Haktara, but it doesn't have a din of Mizbeach L'inyan Haktara. How do I know? L'inyan Zrika. The time we went to the Brides, Rabbi Yehuda said, so we had this earlier in the Masechta, well-known Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says that Erev Pesach, after all the Karbanos Pesach were brought, so the Kohen would take a Kois Echad, he would take one cup, he would fill it up with blood, all the blood from all the Karbanos that were brought, and he would go to the Mizbeach, and he would do one Shvicha, one Zricha. The reason he did it was, Shim Yishavik Dome Shal Achas Mihem, because in the event that blood spilled somewhere along the way, Nintze Zem Achshire, so there's going to be a little bit of dam from this, and he's going to go ahead now and do a Zricha. Rabbi Yehuda had a riot to this, he said, because they used to plug the hole, the Amma, the drain that would lead the blood out of the Azara, they would plug. He said, why did they plug? Probably to save the blood. What did the Rabbanan say? Shvachu lebnei Aharon shiyu ad arkav esim b'dam. We spoke out a lot of read about that. But either way, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Freik the Gemara a bombekashav. Yis al kadai tchasav Rabbi Yehuda kulazar mikdasha. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that Shloim HaMelech was mekadesh the Rizpas Azara. So it comes out the Azara has kedusha. So what's Rabbi Yehuda worried about? And maybe after the Kabbalah, before the Zrika, the Kayan accidentally, Kayanim Zrizin name, they're going so fast that by mistake, he spilled a little bit of dam. If he spilled the dam, where did the dam land? On the floor. The floor's in his bayach. So if the floor's in his bayach, anyways, got this Rika. Elamai must be that Moed Rabbi Yehuda Linyan Damim, that it doesn't have a din Zrika. But the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Zrika has to be a Zrika. I mean, you have to have das to do a Maiz Zrika. If dam would just fall, that's not called a Maiz Zrika. That's what we know in Halacha as Misasek. That's not a Maiz Zrika. So how could you tell me, I'll prove to you Rabbi Yehuda's Moed Rabbi Damim, because if not, when the dam spills, it's always a Zrika. No, it has to be a Maisa Shvicha. It has to be a Maisa Zrika. You need Shvicha Mikoyach Adam. Otherwise, it's a Mesasek Ba'alma. But the Gemara says, it's still not. Because Im Kein, Nishkele V'Nashpech Le'aduchte. Because if that's the case, that really Rabbi Yehuda holds, that the Rizpah Sazara has Kedusha even with regards to Zrika, I still have an idea. Why did they have to be Memal the Kais and go to the Mizbeach and do the Zrika on the Mizbeach? Why couldn't they just be Memal the Kais and do the Zrika on the floor? Just keep it simple. Just pour it in its place. Elamai must be that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Shloim HaMelech was Mekadesh the Rizpah, but he's Moedli and Dami. But the Gemara says, but don't be sure to be in a Mitzvah Menamuch. You can always ask that Kasha, why not do Zrika on the floor? The Teretz is Mitzvah Menamuch. Oh, the Teretz is Mitzvah Menamuch. It's Pashit that you have no Raya from there that Rehuda was Moedli B'Dami. So even though the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Amar Rava, Moedli Rabbi Yehuda B'Dami, that even though Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that Shloim HaMelech was Mekadesh the Rizpah Zazar, and the Pasuk says clearly, the way Rabbi Yehuda understands the Pasuk, Dvarim Kichsavam, that he gave the Rizpah Kedushas Mizbeach, so much so that they brought karbanos on the floor. It's only the haktara of the karbanos. But Le'inyan Damin, as it relates to Zrika, over there Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that there is no din Zrika. I'm going to tell you, what's that? Oh, very. Actually, asking a gevaldige question. Stole my thunder. And that is, that we spoke at earlier in the Masechta, when we learned the sugya of Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai, a machloikis between Rameir Simcha, Bar Sameach, and the Chazon Ish. We know that Lach is Rika Shalaybim Kaima, Kim Kaima Dam. It's a machlekes Tana, machlekes Amayron. But we passing like Shmuel Shita and Af Chavava Medeiz and Mesech Tezvachim that Zrika Shalaybim Kaima is Kim Kaima Dam. Stating that it's only Kim Kaima Dam as it relates to the Iker Kapara. But as it relates to the Heter Basa and the Heter Haktara, with regards to that, Zrika Shalaybim Kaima is Lav Kim Kaima Dam. So, for example, if somebody would bring a Karbin Chatos and instead of doing the Zrika of the Chatos, Lamaila Michota Sikra on the Dalit Karnois, he would do it at Lamata Michota Sikra. Or if somebody would bring an Oila and he would do it Lamaila Michota Sikra. Or someone would take one of the Chatois Apnimiyois and he would bring it on the Mizbeach Achitzai. So the halacha is Zrika Shalaybim Kaima Kim Kaima Dam. It's a good Zrika. He gets Kapara, he gets Reed, so he doesn't have to bring another carbon. Stating that, some of the fringe benefits that come along with bringing a carbon wouldn't apply. So for example, ordinarily there's a mitzvah of Achilas Basar Kachin. The mitzvah of Achilas Basar Kachin does Zrika Shalaybim Kaima is Mechaper, but it's not matter. It's a Zrika Deloy Shaya Basar. That's why there's no pigle. Zrika Shalaybim Kaima is Mechaper, it's not matter Basar. Achreinim, Claire, what would be by a carbon Pesach? We know that a carbon Pesach, the ikur of the carbon Pesach, was the Basar. The ikur of the carbon Pesach wasn't the Avodah Sadam, which is what the ikur of a carbon ordinarily is. When it came to a carbon Pesach, the ikur was V'achlas HaBasar V'lai Lazar. Now the Torah says you have to eat Basar of a carbon. Memeli, you have to go through the Dalet Avodah Sadam. So Shteltzach, the Shiloh, what would be a carbon Pesach? Zrika Shalaybim Kaima. Being that by Zrika Shalaybim Kaima, the Basar is Asar Ba'achila, you can't have a carbon Pesach that has no Basar. Because a carbon Pesach that has no Basar is ikur Chosim in HaSefer. You don't have the ikur. The ikur is the Mitzvah's Basar. And just like the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Nitma HaBasar. By a carbon Pesach, you don't do Zrika, the whole carbon is disqualified. Or if a person is a chayla, he's a zaki, he's someone that can't eat, he can't eat a piece of meat, he couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. Because the ikr was the achila. So l'chura, Zrika shalaybim kaimai, by a carbon Pesach, yesh lachkar, if it's going to be a good Zrika. Because being that it doesn't have the ability to be matir basar, So l'chura, you're going to end up with a carbon pesach that doesn't have basar. Carbon pesach without basar is not a kosher carbon pesach. And it's for that reason, Rameh Simchon Ar Sameach says that even though zrika shleibim kaimai is kim kaimai dami, there's one exception to the rule, carbon pesach. By carbon pesach, zrika shleibim kaimai is going to be lav kim kaimai dami. We spoke at Reh, there's another exception to the rule. And that is Davoidan Yom Kippur. Davoidan Yom Kippur in Brisk. See, over from the Brisker Rav, he held also Chuk Ksiv Balake. That's why you have the halacha of Nifchas Atikras Ha'echel. But the point is that by Karban Pesach, said Rameir Simcha, it has to be back of the envelope arithmetic, that there the halacha is going to be Zrika Shleibim Koyim, it's Lafkin Koyim. It's Lafkin Koyim Adami. The Chazanish argued with Rameir Simcha. Chazanish said, I disagree. I hold that even by Karban Pesach, Zrika Shleibim Koyim is Kim Koyim Adami. I, Rameir Simcha's Kasha. He's asking very good. He's asking that l'chura, if the basar is not going to be mutter, how could you have a carbon pesach? Says the Chazanish, you have to say that the basar is going to be mutter. And you're right. It's going to come at a tremendous chiddush. That even though ordinarily, zrikish leibim kaimai is lav kim, it can't be mutter basar, but when it comes to a carbon pesach, it will. Meaning, they both agree that you can't have a carbon pesach that doesn't have a zrika that's matter the basar. There's no such thing. The question is, so what are you mechiach then? Zrika shleibim kaimai, lav kim kaimai dami at all? That's what Rameh Simcha was mechiach. The Chazanish took it the opposite extreme. He said, must be that by a carbon pesach, zrika shleibim kaimai is even going to have the ability to be matter the basar. So the Chazanish, I have a raya berura, a raya she'in all of tshuva. And that is vachim daf samu coming up. He had to wait 35 block to speak out this Chazanish, because it's really on daf chavav, this Chazanish. But freak the Chazanish, I have a raya berura. It has to be. Why? Because the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shlomo HaMelech was mekadesh the Ritzpah Zohar. And the Gemara has a discussion. Was he only mekadesh it with regards to Haktara? Or was he mekadesh it with regards to Zrika as well? Amar Rava Maid Rabbi Yehuda Ladam. Rabbi Yehuda was Maid as it relates to Zrika, it's not considered a Mizbech. Zokt the Gemara. I'll prove it. I have a Raya L'chayra. What's the raya? Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that kois echad hayim memali midama taruvos, and they used to walk to the mizbech, and they would do this rika over there. Frank the Gemara, why do they have to walk to the mizbech? Just do this rika on the floor. I thought the ritzvah zazara has kedusha. Zok the Gemara, must be my Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says no, because it's fart. It's not the mitzvah menamufcha. It still makes sense to go to the mizbech because that's the mitzvah. Frank the Chazanish, I ask you a kasha. On the tzad, the Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you could do zrika on the ritzvah. Does it have a din of a zrika bim kaimai? Of course not. The makam of a chatas is lamayla michutas sikra, but on the dalek karnis. The makam, of course, is on the mizbeach. It would work mitzad zrika shalai bim kaimai. It's right, the chazanish. What's the Gemara's kasha and Rabbi Yehuda do zrika on the floor? We're talking about a carbon pesach. Carbon pesach, Rameh Simcha said, there's no zrika shalai bim kaimai. Says the chazanish, it's a raya brura that even by a carbon pesach, Siddah, Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, half of a fella. I saw in the Shiurim, they bring from Yeshua and Shir, says over this, doesn't say over the Chazanish, but he says over the Arsameach, and he asks on the Arsameach, the Matmir from this Gemara. But what do you have to say? You have to say that the Arsameach held that on the Tzad, that the Mizbeach would have Kedusha, that the Ritzvah Azar would have Kedusha L'Nyandamim, it would be a Zrika Bim Kaimai. It wouldn't have a din of a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai. It's a new Riboy that the Ritzvah Azar has Kedusha, and we look at that Zrika as if it happened Bim Kaimai. Meaning, the Iker Machlokes, the Chazanish, and the Or Sameach was regarding a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai by a Karban Pesach. Do we say that being that it can't be Matar Basar, it's not Bim Kaimai Dama at all? Or do we say just the opposite? That being that you can't have a carbon pesach without basar over here, the zrika shleibim kaimai is going to be matar basar. But as you find very often in Shas, that you start with one machloikis, but then there's a derivative machloikis. The derivative machloikis over here is going to be whether on the side of the Gemara that the Ritzvah Sa'azara had kedusha le'inyan zrika, would it have a din of a zrika bim kaimai? Or would it have a din of a zrika Shalai bim kaimai. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabba, shkoich doif. Amar Rabba Lazar. Mizbeach shenifgam ein oichlin beginei shiori mimcha. So we had a rather challenging Gemara this morning, and daf nun tesam and alf, where the Gemara discussed the halacha of minayim lemizbeach shenifgam shekol hakotchem shenishchetu sham psulam. And that halacha is that if one was to do shechita of a carbon at a time that there was pkimas ha-mizbeach. The mizbeach wasn't 100% complete. The shechita would be possible. Not just that. If you would do shechita and then a kabbalah, and then it was nifkam the mizbeach before the zrika, the halacha is you wouldn't be able to do zrika. There's a halacha that shechita only is kosher if the Mizbeach is whole. But if the Mizbeach is Nifkam, it's learned out from a Pasuk, the halacha is it's going to be Pasuk. So on that note, the Gemara brings a related halacha. Amar Rabbalaz, Mizbeach Shenifkam, Ein Oichlin Beginoi Shiyore Mincha. At the time that the Mizbeach is Nifkam, you can't eat the Shrayim of a Mincha. So Mincha, like all Karbanas, besides for the Karban Oila, had a Chelek that was Necha. In the case of the Mincha, being that it was Kachi Kedash and was Nechal only like a Yhane, that part of the carbon mincha that was nechal kehanim, the kehanim were only able to eat if the mizbeach was whole. But mizbeach shenifkam ein oichlim beginei shor mincha. How do we know that? Because it says vechlu matzos eisla mizbeach. It says the kehanim should eat the matzos of the carbon mincha, and that's in the mizbeach. Right? The gemara vechi eisla mizbeach achlu. Did they really eat it eisla mizbeach? Ela bezmanshu, meaning they could eat it anywhere in the azar. A kachik adashim eaten anywhere in the azar. Not only eisla mizbeach. So what does the pasuk mean when it says eat it next to the mizbeach? Bezmanshu sholim v'le bezmanshu chasim. Means you can only eat it while the mizbeach is sholim, but not when the mizbeach. Meaning, if the mizbeach is chaser, at that point you wouldn't be able to eat the matzos of the carbon mincha. Ashkechan shiori mincha, kach gedash minolan. So you have a pasuk that says that the shiori mincha couldn't be eaten if the mizbeach was nifkam. What about other kach gedashim? Tamal loymer kach gedash. Rashi says that carbon mincha is called kach gedashim. So we learn from those two words, b'gzeres shava to all kach gedashim, that kach gedashim is going to have the same exact halacha that if the mizbeach is nifkam, you can't eat kach gedashim. Kachim kalim minayin. What about kachim kalim? Amar Abaya. So Abaya said asyom midrasha de Rabbi Yosi. Kachim kalim as well. And how do I know that? I know it from Rabbi Yosi's brayis. The Tanya learned in a brayis. Rabbi Yosi yom gimel dvarim nishum gimel skein. Rabbi Yosi said over three halachas, and he said over the three halachas in the name of three zakenim. Rashi says davar echad mipi kol zaken v'zaken. It was one halacha from each zaken. This is also a gemara mesech. This makis stuff you test. Rabbi Shmuel loymer, the one that's relevant to us is Rabbi Shmuel said yachol yalo adam ayis sheni lirushalayim v'yachlen b'zman hazeh. I would think that a person can go up today, bring his ma'isa sheni to Yerushalayim, and eat it. Now we know there were two things you could do with ma'isa sheni. Either you could eat it, but if you would eat it, you'd have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to eat it only in Yerushalayim. Or you could redeem it. You could transfer the kedusha from the ma'isa sheni onto money. If you were going to transfer it, if you were going to be paid it, you had to do it dafka outside of Yerushalayim. So the question is, bizman hazeh, a person has ma'isa sheni, could he eat it in Yerushalayim or can he not eat it in Yerushalayim? Now Rashi speaks out very, very critically, right at the beginning of the sugya, that it's clear Rabbi Shmuel must be of the opinion that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita Kitchel Asalava. Meaning, Bizman Hazem means in the times of the Tanam that lived after Churban Beis HaMikdash. We mean today, literally. So there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Still, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita Kitchel Asalava. The Eretz Yisrael still has Kedusha. As a result, there's a Chiyav Ma'is Hashem. Because if Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita Velo Kitchel Asalava, then we're not having this conversation, then there's no Chiyav Ma'is Hashem. So we're presupposing that there's a Chiyav Ma'is Hashem. The question is, can I eat the Ma'is Hashem? Or can I not eat the Ma'is Hashem? That's the Shailah. So I would have thought, yeah. I mean, to the extent Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita Kitchel Asalava, so Luchura, this Kedusha. So if this Kedusha, now you can go up to Eretz Yisrael, you can eat it as well. Says the Brayis of Edinu. But at the same time, you can argue. A Bechar had to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten. And Meiser also had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Ma Bechar Eino Yalab Bifnei Abayis. Just like Bechar could only be eaten Bifnei Abayis. Af Meiser Eino Yalab Bifnei Abayis. So too, maybe Meiser is also only Bifnei Abayis. Now, how do you know Bechar is only Bifnei Abayis? So the Gemara is really going to discuss it. But at first glance, the simple answer is because Bechar is a carbon. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then obviously you can't eat Bechar. But the point is Bechar, the town of the Bryson, knows can only be eaten in Yerushalayim Bifnei Abayis. So it reasons then that Meiser would be the same thing. But the Gemara says, how could you learn Meiser from Bechar? It's true that you can't eat Bechar Bezman Hazeh. Maybe that's simply because in order to eat from a Bechar, you'd have to bring a carbon. You can't bring a carbon. So if you can't bring a carbon, memela, you can't eat it. But meiser, which isn't a carbon, it doesn't require dam on the mizbech, it doesn't require emurim on the mizbech. Maybe that you could eat bezman hazeh. But the Gemara says, bekurim yechicha, I'll prove it to you from bekurim. Bekurim also had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And bekurim also you can't eat bezman hazeh. So just like you can't eat bekurim bezman hazeh in Yerushalayim, so too you can't eat meiser bezman hazeh in Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says, mali bekurim shekein turin hanocha. The reason there's no bekurim bezman hazeh, because one of the dinim of bekurim was he had to take the bekurim and place it in front of the mizbech. So there's no mizbech. So naturally, there's no bekurim bezman hazeh. How do you know that because there's no bechar bezman hazeh and there's no bekurim bezman hazeh, that means there's no meiser bezman hazeh? Bechar is inherently related to the Beis HaMikdash, as is bekurim, as opposed to meiser sheni. So as long as was this kedusha sa'aretz, maybe you could take the ma'aseh sheni up to Yerushalayim and eat it b'zman hazeh. Talmud loyma ve'veisim shama oyloi seichem v'chulu. And this is a very long v'chulu. The pasuk says ve'veisim shama oyloi seichem v'zevchechem ve'es masrei seichem. We need that. Ve'es trumas yetchem v'nedrechem v'nedvei seichem u'bechayrois p'karchem v'tzoyichem. We need that. So it says ma'aser in the pasuk. It says bechayr in the pasuk. Makish ma'aser lebechayr ma bechayr in yalla b'fnei habayis af ma'aser in yalla b'fnei habayis. So we're not learning ma'aser from Bechor with a mamatzino, because if you're learning it from a mamatzino, you could ask a kasha. How can you learn ma'aser from Bechor? Bechor needs bifnei habayis, as opposed to ma'aser doesn't necessarily need bifnei habayis. We're learning it from a hekish. Once you're learning it from a hekish, ein meshivin ala hekish. So the bottom line is, what does the Braisa say? The Braisa says that you cannot eat ma'aser sheni bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim. So if you have ma'aser sheni bizman hazeh, k'dush Yerushalayim, kitchel l'shaite, v'kitchel l'asalavi, you have a chiyuv, the laws of ma'aser sheni apply, but you can't eat it. As a result, you'd have to be paid it. There's no other option. But you cannot eat it. It's not something that you have the option to. How do I know that? Because I know Bechor you can't eat. And once I know Bechor, I'm makish maisel of Bechor. So you could ask me 900 questions from the connection between Bechor and Meiser, Malo Bechor this, Malo Bechor that, Emeshivin ala Hekish. Once you have a Hekish, you know that being that you can't eat Bechor today, so too you can't eat Meiser today either. Says the Gemara, why do we have to walk away from the Mamatzino? Why can't we learn it with a tzad hashav? Gemara says you can't just learn ma'isa from Bechor. Why not? Because Bechor requires rika and emurim on the mizbeach, and it's for that reason you don't have Bechor b'zman hazeh. Maybe ma'iser is going to be different, but the Gemara says you could say bikurim yechicho. Bikurim doesn't have dam and emurim on the mizbeach. You're going to tell me malo bikurim? It has a mitzvah hanocha on the mizbeach. I'll tell you, Bechor toichiach. Bechor doesn't have a mitzvah sanach on the mizbeach. So, frek the Gemara v'nesi b'mahatzad. Why do we have to fall off the mamatzinu and jump to a hekish? Let's stick with the mamatzinu and learn it with a tzad hashava. So, the Gemara b'shem de'ikel mifrach malah tzad hashava shabem shekin yesh mem tzad mizbeach. The tzad hashava has a tzad mizbeach, meaning they both have to have a mizbeach. Bechor needs a mizbeach, so you should be able to do zrika, so you should be able to do aktara. Bikurim has to have a mizbeach, so you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of hanocha. The bottom line is, they both have a tzad mizbeach. That's why you can't learn it from a mamatzinu. You can't even learn it from a tzad hashava. What you could learn it from is a hekesh. Frek the Gemara akasha. Maikasav. What is the tana of this Braisa hold? Ikasav k'dusha rishayna kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asad lavoy. If the tana of the Braisa holds that k'dusha rishayna is kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asad lavoy. Now, you're going to tell me, what do you mean, ikasav k'dusha rishayna kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asad lavoy? We said right in the beginning of the Gemara that the tana of the Braisa has to hold that, because otherwise it'd be no chiyav ma'isa sheni. So there's a very, very important Rashi. This is important. As you see, there's a pretty long Tosfos. It starts on the top of Samach Beis Amid Beis, and it goes pretty much to the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, so it takes up a whole daf. So there's a monster Tosfos over here, where Tosfos discusses this Rashi. But Rashi had a different gerus in the Gemara. The way Rashi was gerus the Gemara, Avada we know, like Rashi spoke at the beginning of the sugya, that the time of the Brayis holds Kedusha Rishayna Kedusha Rishayna Kedusha Rishayna. That's why we're talking about Ma'aser Sheni. Otherwise, we're not having this conversation. But the Shaila is, what about Kedushas HaMikdash? Is there Kedushas HaMikdash today, or is there no Kedushas HaMikdash? Meaning, maybe you can distinguish between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as it relates to the Chi of Chumas or Maestris, the Mitzvahs HaKluyas Baretz, and Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash as it relates to bringing Karbanos. And that's what the Gemara wants to know. Does the Tana this Braisa hold Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel HaShaita V'Kitchel HaSad Lavoi? Meaning, with regards to Kedushas HaMikdash, that I feel Bechor Nami. Then why does the Tana Braisa say there's no Bechor Bezman Hazeh? Why can't you bring a Bechor Bezman Hazeh? Makriven afal pishein bayis, says Rashi. You could bring a Bechor Bezman Hazeh. So why are we saying there's no Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh? Because there's no Bechor Bezman Hazeh. Why are you assuming there's no Bechor Bezman Hazeh? Maybe there is Bechor Bezman Hazeh. I mean, the only assumption, I guess, would be because how are you going to bring it? But if your whole Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel Asalavai, just like Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Kitchel Asalavai. So then you have the halacha of Makriv and Afal Bishayim Bayis. You can bring Karbanos even without it. You don't need physically to have a Beis HaMikdash. So you could bring Karbanos Bezman Hazeh, then you should be able to bring Bechor today as well. The Ikos of Aloy Kitchel Asalavai, Elamai, the time of the Braisa probably holds that even though Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Inyan Maisa Sheni, is Kitchel Asalavai, but Kedushas Beis HaMikdash L'Inyan Akrova is like Kitchel HaSalavai. And it's for that reason we assume that there's no Bechor Bezman Hazeh. But the Gemara says, I feel the Bechor Nami Tibai L'Chura, the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel, could have discussed a scenario in Bechor where it wouldn't have been so clear. What would the scenario have been? So again, you need Rashi for this. The scenario would have been in a case where you already did the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika, maybe even the Haktar. You did everything before the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Then the Beis HaMikdash became Charev, and now you're sitting with the Basar. And the question is, could you eat the Basar, or can you not eat the Basar? It'd be the same Shaila as Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni doesn't need Beis HaMikdash. The question is, Bizman Hazeh, is if you eat it in Yerushalayim, is it considered that you ate it in a Makom Kaddish? Is it considered that you ate it Lefnei Hashem? Or is it not considered that you ate it Lefnei Hashem? You can clear the same exact Shaila by Bechar. Bechar, when you don't need the Mizbeach anymore, but there's still a mitzvah, you still have to eat it Lefnei Hashem. You still have Leisucha Lechel B'Shar Recha. So Lechur, you would look at it the same way you look at Ma'aseh Sheni. So why are we only clearing the Shaila by Ma'aseh? Why are we not clearing the Shaila by Bechar? And the question is more than that. It sounds like by Bechar, we know for sure, even in that case, where you don't physically need the Mizbeach right now, because maybe you already brought the Karbanos. Even over there, the halacha is going to be that there's no Bechar. The question is, what about Ma'aseh? Can I learn Ma'aseh from the Bechar? Meaning, I know I can learn Bechar from the Bechar. The question is, can I learn Ma'aseh from Bechar? Can I not learn Ma'aseh from Bechar? So the Gemara says, Amar Avinu Lo'ilam Chasava Lo'ikich. Really, the time of the Brayso holds Lo'ikich Lasa Lavai. And that's why you can't bring Bechar Bezman Hazeh, because even though Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Yitzchumas and Ma'isrus is Kitchel Asalavai, but Kedushas Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is like Kitchel Asalavai. If that's the if V'Hachav Ma'yaskina, what are we talking about? B'Bchar Shenizrak Dami Koydim Churban Abayis V'Charev Abayis. We're talking about a B'Char that already had the Zrika before the Churban, and now the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. V'Adayim B'Sari Kayim, and there was still Basar. And the question is, could you eat the Basar or not? And the time of the Brayso knew for sure that you can't eat the Basar. How did he know it? V'Iskish B'Sari L'Dami, because he was Makish the Basar of the B'Char to the dam of the Bechar. Ma dami b'mizbeach. Just like Zrika, you can only do if there's a mizbeach. Af b'sari b'mizbeach. So too, you can only eat the basar if there's a mizbeach. In other words, really, Kedushas Yerushalayim u'beis hamikdash is like Kitchel Lassalava. And that's why the Tana, the Brice, is assuming that even though there's a chi of Ma'aseh Sheni bizman hazeh, because Kedusha Rishani Kitchel Lashayit v'Kitchel Lassalava, but you can't bring a Bechar bizman hazeh. Because you don't say Makriv and Afal Bishayim Bayis. Because Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is like Kitchel Asalavai. Stating that, the Tana of the Braisa also held that even if you would have brought the Bechar before the Churban and now you'd be left with the Basar, you wouldn't be able to eat the Basar right now. And how did he know that? He knew that because he's Makish, the Basar of the Bechar, to the Dam of the Bechar. And the only time you can eat the Basar of the Bechar is the same time you do the Zrika of the Bechar. And once you Makish Basar to them, now I could be Makish Meiser to Basar and say, just like Basar Bechar, the halach is you could only eat it Lifnei Habayis, so to Meiser Sheni, you could only eat it Lifnei Habayis. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. So essentially, you're learning Meiser from Basar Bechar and Basar Bechar from Dam Bechar. Isn't that a Dover Lamed Behekish? So the Gemara says Meiser Dogen Chulinu. Meiser Sheni is not Kachin. It's Chulin. Honey Chulaman Dama Basar Lamed Azlin. But the Gemara says that's all good if you hold that as long as the Lamed is Chulin, that's good. So what's the Lamed? What's the end user over here? Who's the last man standing? It's Meiser. Oh, Meiser's Chulin. So therefore, I could learn Meiser from a Hekish, because Lamed itself, Meiser itself is Chulin. But Kun Manama says, you go Basar the Malamed. The Malamed is, the original Malamed is Dam Bechar. The second Malamed is Basar Bechar. That's all Kachin. Maya Kilamema. So the Gemara says, Damu Basar Chadam Milsi. We're using the word Hekish loosely, meaning even though the Gemara says that we're learning Basa Bechar from Dam Bechar with a Hekish. We don't really mean Hekish. Not really a Hekish. Hekish usually means we're being Makish A to B. That's not really what's happening over here. What's happening over here is we're saying that just like you can't do the Zrikas Hadam of a Bechar when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're just broadening that halacha and we're saying not Dam, not the Basar, all the halachas of the Bechar are not applicable at the time that there's no Mizbeach. But it's not a Hekish in the generic sense, and as a result, you don't fall into the problem of Dover Halamid Behekish, Chayzer Malamid Behekish. So the truth is, this Gemara that we just learned wasn't an easy Gemara. I didn't want to say it before the Gemara. But it's a very, very challenging Gemara. I mean, we learned the Gemara, you know, really as slowly as we possibly can with the amount of time that we have. Beshitas Rashi. Taisus clearly argues, but there's one very, very big Yisai that we're not going to talk about now, but you just have to notice it. There's one big Yisai that the way Rashi is learning the sugya, it comes out that you can bifurcate the sugya of Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Asulava, with regards to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas HaMikdash. Meaning, the way Rashi is learning the sugya, that the Tana the Braisa holds there's a Chi of Ma'aseh Sheni B'Zman Hazeh, which means Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asulava. clearly. But stating that the Gemara still has a suffix, is that only true with regards to the Chi of Trumas or Maestris? Or is that also true with regards to Kedushas HaMikdash? What do you mean? I thought it's one and the same. Either Eretz Yisrael does have Kedusha after the Chorban or it doesn't have Kedusha after the Chorban. So you see for me that it's not Muchach. And the two things are not totally Zabazet. You could hold that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha with regards to Trumas and Maestris, but it's not going to have Kedusha with regards to Kedushas HaMikdash. The reason this is important is because the Rambam Shita LaHalacha is the antithesis of Rashi Shita, the way he learned the sugya. The Rambam paskins Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashaita Veloy Kitchel Asad Lava. So there's no Chumas, there's no Maestris, there's no Chala. You don't have any of these Chiyuv and Bezman. Incidentally, the Rambam Shita happens to also be that there was no Chiyuv Chumas or Maestris Medeiraisa Bezman by Yesheni. Maybe we'll speak about that in the next few days. But that happens to be the Rambam Shita. But the Rambam holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashaita Veloy Kitchel Asad Lava in regards to Kedusha Zeretz Yisrael. As it relates to Kedusha Samikdash, just the opposite. There it's Kitchel Asad Lava. So it's the same hanocha. It's the same hanocha that you could be mechalek between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Yitrumas and Maestris and Kedushas HaMikdash as it relates to the halachas of bringing karbonos bezman hazeh. But according to Rashi, the way he learned the sugya, it was pashut in this braisa that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kitchel Asalavi, with regards to Trumas and Maestris, the Shaila is what about Kedushas HaMikdash? The Rambam, the way he learns Lamaisa, and you have to know where the Rambam gets his Shita from, the Ravid's famous comment on the Rambam is, Svaras Atzmoy, who's there? The Rambam made up a Svara. But all the different sugis in Shas regarding Kedusha Rishayna, the Ravid, who very often spoke very sharply, connected the Rambam, he says, Svaras Atzmoy, who's there? The Rambam literally made up a Svara. But either way, that's raid that we're going to get to. But for now, why are we discussing the sugya of Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta v'Kitchel Asalava? It's because the Gemara had discussed the halacha about Mizbeach Shenifkan. It's not a daf nintesa, but now the Gemara discussed Mizbeach Shenifkan as relates to Shechita. That a Shechita of a carbon is possible if it was done at the time that the Mizbeach was Nifkan. Now we learned the Gemara, Rabbi Loza, on the bottom of daf Samach Amar Aleph, that Mizbeach Shenifkan impacts the mitzvah of Achilas Kachem as well. He said it with regards to Shiori HaMincha, with Xer Shava, all Kachem Gedashim. Abaya was Moisef. Abaya said it's true even for Kachem Kam. Amar Abaya, how do I know that? I know it Midrash of the Rabbi Yossi. I know it from this Braisa. What did you see in this Braisa? The Rabbi Yossi holds that a Bechor cannot be eaten as man hazeh. And the Gemara spoke out very, very clearly in the rather complicated cheshbon that even if you would have done the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, and everything at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, and then the Beis HaMikdash was charev, so what would happen? What would happen is it would still be, you wouldn't be able to eat it. Bechor is kachem kalim. You see, you can't eat bechor, which is kachem kalim, if there's no mizbeach. It's from there Rabbiya took out this halacha that not only if there's no mizbeach at all, but even if the mizbeach is merely nifkam, there's precedence for the concept of mizbeach shen nifkam, as we've seen. So even if it's only nifkam, it affects all karbanos, even something like a bechor. In other words, even kachem kalim. The Gemara says, Gisalik Ravin, Amel Shmaitik Amedir Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Ravin was one of the Amirim that famously went to Eretz Yisrael to learn. Spoke at a Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Masechta Avodah Zarah that all the Amirim used to go learn in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Gemara that tells a story with Rava who was at the port of Haifa, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, what's Rava doing in Haifa? Rava lived in Bava. So he says, Vaistais, you know, there was a minhag. People used to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. But Ravin is from the more notable ones. Right, so Ravin goes from Bava to Eretz Yisrael. So usually you have things that Ravin brought back from Eretz Yisrael. Right, Kiyasa, Ravin, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Kiyasa, Rav Dibi, Am Rabbi Yechanan. So this Gemara is just the opposite. So Ravin goes from Bava to Eretz Yisrael, and he meets Rabbi Yirmiyah. And he tells Rabbi Yirmiyah something over from Abaya. So, if you know a little bit about Rabbi Yirmiyah used to speak down, Kaviyochel, on the Talmid HaChamim in Bavel. So Rabbi Yirmiyah heard what Abaya said, that Abaya held that the halacha mizbeach shenifkam as it relates to achilas kachem applies even to kachem kalim. So he said, Bavloi tipshoi, amtul deyosvi ba'arach hashucha. Because they live in a dark land, I'm Rishmaita the Mechashcha. Why Shmielu Hadatanya? How could Abaya have said that? Doesn't Abaya know the following prices? Which price? The Shas Luk Masah is at the time that the Yidden were in the Midbar, and there was a Mishkan, and the Mishkan used to travel. Mem Beis Masah is. So at the time that the Mishkan was traveling, meaning it wasn't erect, it was in the state of traveling. Kachim Nifsalim. So the halacha is all Kachim was possible. You couldn't eat Kachim at that time. And Rashi says, it means even if there was a shechita, kabbalah, ilach, zrika, and you didn't get around to eat your kachem yet, once the mizbeach started traveling, you can't eat kachem anymore. The Braisa continues and says, v'zovin u'mitzayra, and mishtalchen chutz u'mechitza. That's a very big chiddush. That the machanois of Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, Machne Yisrael that existed when the Yidden were in the Midbar, those Machanos applied even at the time that the Mishkan was traveling. You would have thought that if there's no Mishkan, there's no Machna. Machna is all relevant to the Mishkan. No, that even if there's no Mishkan, still the Machna is applied. But what we need is the first part. That B'shas Siluk Masois, Kachim Nifsal. Tanya, we went to another Braisa. B'shnei Mekoymos, Kachim Nechalin. That you were able to eat Kachim, B'shnei Mekoymos. Now, what does Shnei Mekoymos mean? It's very unclear. But Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I'll tell you what Shnei Mekoymos means. Shnei Mekoymos means whether the Mishkan was erect or whether the Mishkan was traveling. Now, if that's the case, you have a stira. You have a brisa that says, B'shas siluk masois kachim nifsal. You couldn't eat kachim at the time that the Mishkan was traveling. And then you have a brisa that says, B'shnei mekoymos kachim nechal. And what are the two mekoymos while it was traveling and while it was erect? How do you reconcile the stira? My love. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the only answer is, Habakachim kadashim, Habakachim kalam. So even though it's far from a mefurish of brisa, but Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I don't understand how Abaya could entertain a possibility. Yeah, Abaya wanted to say that the halachim is be'ech shen nifkam, impacts even achilas kachim. I have a braisa that says b'shnei mekoymos kachim nechalim, and b'shnei mekoymos kachim nechalim means l'chura sai when the mishkan is standing and sai when it's traveling. Must be that even though there is a halacha b'shas siluk masayis kachim nechalim, that's kachim kadosh, not kachim kalim. Rabbi says no, either kachim kalim. Maybe both braisa are discussing kachim kalim. The braisa that says you couldn't eat kachim when the mishkan was traveling, the braisa says you could eat. Ha v'loy kasha ha Rabbi Yishmael. HaRabbanan. One's going to Rabbi Shmuel, one's going to Rabbanan. Meaning, how did Abaya know his halacha that you can't eat kachim kalim at the time of Nifkam HaMizbeach? He learned it from Rabbi Yossi, who said three things in the names of three Zakenim, and one of them was Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. Meaning, it was all Rabbi Shmuel. Top line on the Samach HaMizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, right? That was all Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. Yochel, yeah, the Meister Shalim Yishalai. But it was a member from Rabbi Shmuel. Abaya only said it in Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning, Abaya could acknowledge that there's another Tana in Shas that argues with Rabbi Shmuel. So in Rabbi Shmuel's world, this is going to be true, but it can't ask me a kasha from a right. If anybody say Mahava, because Kedoshim. Alternatively, you could say, not both Akachim Kalim, but rather both Akachim Kedoshim, Umay B'Shnei Mekoymos. Shnei Mekoymos means something else. Shnei Mekoymos doesn't mean that there's no Mizbeach, but rather, Koydim Sheyamidu Leviyan Es HaMishkan, Ula'acha Sheyifriku HaLeviyan Es HaMishkan. The Shnei Mekoymos means before the Leviyan erected the Mishkan, after they took the Mishkan down. But what's the punchline? The Mizbeach was still standing. And it's Tavka over there, B'Shnei Mekoymos, that it's okay. Meaning the Braisa that says, B'Shas. See, look, Masois, Kachim Nefsalin, that's talking about what was known as Be'ach, because there's a din of Be'ach, Nifgam. The Braisa that says that you could eat a B'Shnei Mekoymos could be talking even about Kachim Kedoshim. I, Shnei Mekoymos, Shnei Mekoymos means there's a Mishkan, there's no Mishkan, but there's a Mizbeach. That's the point. I, if there's a Mizbeach, what's the Chiddush? The whole halacha is that could you eat Kachim when the Mizbeach is Nifgam? Here you have them, the whole Mizbeach is there. Because they took down the krushim and the klayim or some other part of the Mishkan, would there have been a havamir that you shouldn't be able to eat the kachim? The Gemara says very nicely, yeah, ma'od the tema, I would have thought, if salu b'yoytzik, shmak is far. I would have thought that when the krushim are taken down, that maybe it's considered yoytzik, so maybe there's a new psul yoytzik. Kamash malon, that it's not yoytzik. Yoytzik is when you physically remove the kachim outside of the klayim. But over here, you're not physically removing anything outside of the klayim. What you did was you took down the klayim. That's not called psul yoytze. Why not? Maybe it should be yoytze. The pasuk says, v'nasa oyel mayed, and we learn from there, afal pishenasa, even though it's traveling, oyel mayed, who it's still considered an oyel mayed. Exhale. So before we go weiter, if we have some time, just one ha'ara. And that is that. So we learned the Gemara on Daf Nuntes on the base, onto Daf Samach, really holding Daf Samach Aleph on the base. But earlier and this morning, we had this idea where the Gemara shtelt su the psukim of Sefer Yecheskel. In Sefer Yecheskel, there's many, many psukim that describe the Beis HaMikdash. Now Rashi says that those psukim that in Sefer Yecheskel that describe the Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi, B'shel Yecheskel, this Rashi was on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, Shenesnavei Abayesheni, Oi Alo Osid, or referring to the Beis HaMikdash of Osid. Sounds like Rashi wasn't sure. Rashi's a little bit unclear what those psukim of Sefer Yecheskel are. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, says very, very clearly. It says Binyan Shabana Shloima, the first Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash that was built by Shloima Melech, Kfar Mefurish B'Malachim. It's Mefurish and Sefer Malachim. The Torah over there talks exactly about how that Beis Hamikdash was built. V'chein Binyan Asad Libanos, and the Bayis Hashlishi, the third Beis Hamikdash, Avol Pishul Kasa B'Yecheskel, even though it's mentioned Yisefi Yecheskel, Eino Mefurish and Mavur. It's a little bit unclear. But says the Rambam, what is the psukim of Sefer Yecheskel referring to? It's referring to the binyan ha'asid lihibanos. Those kalim and that binyan is what's mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel. So the psukim in Sefer Malachim that talk about the Beis Hamikdash, that's Bayis Rishon. That's Shlomo HaMelech's Beis Hamikdash. The psukim in Sefer Yecheskel that talk to Beis Hamikdash, that's Bayis Shlishi. That's the psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. Va'anshe Bayis Sheini kishabonu b'mei Ezra. The Yidden, in the times of Ezra, when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, banu kebinyan Shlomo, they built it like Shlomo HaMelech's binyan, u'me'ein dvarim ha'mefurashim b'yecheskel. And it was me'ein the dvarim that are mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel. Interesting. So the first Beis Hamikdash is the Beis Hamikdash that's described in Sefer Malachim. The third Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash of the Asid, that's what's described in Sefer Yecheskel. What about Bayis Sheni? So Bayis Sheni was a little bit of both. It had a little bit of Bayis Rishon, and it had a little bit of Bayis Sheni. There's a classic introduction that the Tosfos Yontif gives to Masechtas Midos. Now, Masechtas Midos deals with the second Beis Hamikdash. Masechtas Midos are the dimensions of the second Beis Hamikdash. And the Tosfos Yontif asks, so why was it important for Chazal to transcribe exactly what the second Beis Hamikdash was like? I mean, there's not really that much relevance for La'asid L'chayra, because it was a transient Beis Hamikdash. It stood for 420 years, but why did it have to be written? That's what the Tosfos Yontif addresses in his Akdama. And he says, I'm going to tell you why. Because the second Beis Hamikdash has in it a combination, it has certain tchunos of Bayis Rishon and certain tchunos of Bayis Shlishi. So it's good to know Bayis Sheni, because there are elements of Bayis Sheni that are going to be relevant to Bayis Shlishi. Unbelievable. So being that there's elements of Bayis Sheni that are going to be relevant to Bayis Shlishi, it's for that reason, thus we have a Masechtas Midos, because it actually is something that's going to be Negeya. He says, how do I know that? He quotes this Rambam in Hilchos Beis Achim. Then he says a Pshat in the Rambam. He says, what's Pshat? That Bayis Sheni was a little bit Bayis Shlishi, but not completely Bayis Shlishi. So he says a Dovah Nifla. He says Bayis Shlishi is the Bayis of La'asid. And really, in order for the Yidden to be Zeicha for Bayis Shlishi, we have to be on the Madrega of being ready for Bayis Shlishi. He says the second Beis HaMikdash could have, would have, and should have been Geulas Olam. It could have been the Bayis Shlishi. In fact, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that Mikan Amru Ruin Hayuch Yisrael Liyasis Lam Nesbi Mei Ezra Kederach Shanas Lam Nesbi Mei Yeshua Benun. And that would have been the end of the whole story. It would have been the Geula, Mashiach would have came El Shigar Machet. But the Yidden did Averis, and because they did Averis, that's why they weren't Zeicha. But the point is that really the Yidden could have been Zeicha to a Geula Olam. It was Bayis Sheni was supposed to have been Bayis Shlishi, but because the Yidden weren't Roy, it wasn't Bayis Shlishi. But being that it was supposed to be Bayis Shlishi, it had a little bit of Bayis Shlishi in it. But being that at the end of the day it wasn't Bayis Shlishi, it couldn't be completely that way. And what we ended up with was Bayis Sheni. So you're right, Bayis Sheni is like it's a taruvus, the Rambam says. It has a little bit of Bayis Rishon and a little bit of Bayis Sheni, and Shlishi, as if to say the Iker Bate Mikdashim a Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi. And then you have this like in between, this taruvus. Well, what's Pshat in this taruvus? Dr. Taisyat, I'll tell you Pshat in this taruvus. Because the whole Bayis Sheni is a Zman of taruvus. That's what it is. It's this man that was supposed to be Gula Soilam. At the end of the day, it wasn't Gula Soilam. And it's for that reason you have this little bit of confusion, but the point is that Rashi says that it's either Bayis Sheni or it's Bayis Shlishi. The way the Rambam learns, it's really both. It's Bayis Shlishi. That's Be'ikr what the Nevuah of Yecheskel was for. But Bayis Sheni had in it a little bit of Bayis Shlishi, and it's for that reason, time to the times of Siyantiv, we have a Masechtas Midos, because Masechtas Midos is going to be relevant, because when we build Bayis Sheni, B'mehir Bayis Shlishi, then here B'Yameinu, it's going to be important to be aware of some of these details of Bayis Sheni. Just one final ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara mentioned the idea of Elef Oilos Yala Shlomo. That Shlomo, you know, let's learn a little bit more Gemara better. So, drop more Gemara. Talk to Gemara weiter. This will help us in the long run. Amar Afun, Amar Rav, Mizbeach Shel Shiloi, Shel Avonim Hoya. The Mizbeach in Shiloi was made out of Avonim. And that's a chiddush, because that's in contrast to the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mizbeach, was made out of Adama. It was a Mizbeach Adama. There were wooden boards around it, and it was coated with nechoshes, with copper. The Mizbeach of Shiloi was not that way, even though Shiloi didn't house the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it housed the Mishkan, but the Mizbeach that was in Mishkan Shiloh, despite the fact that it was a different Mizbeach. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. In fact, it was made out of stone. The Tanya, how do we know that? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Matamul Omer, Avonim, Avonim, Avonim. It says three times in the Torah that the Mizbeach is supposed to be made out of Avonim, but we know the Mizbeach wasn't made out of Avonim. It was made out of Adama with Eitz and Nechoshes. Sholish, Echad, Shal Shiloh, Elamayin's referring to three other Mizbeachas. One is the Mizbeach of Mishkan Shiloh, the Echad Shal Neve Givain, the second one is the Mizbeach of Neve Givain, Ubei Salam, and the third one is Shleima Melech's Mizbeach, which was also made out of Avonim. From a Brisa, Isha Yard Ben HaShamayim, the fire that came down from Shamayim, Bimei Moshe, Loi Nestalka Me'al Mizbeach HaNechoshes. The Parsha Shmini, the Torah describes that after the Karbonos were brought on the Yom Shmini the Meluin, fire comes down from Shamayim. That fire remained on the Mizbeach until the times of Shleima HaMelech. The Isha Yard Bimei Shleima, and the day that Shleima HaMelech built the Mizbeach, Beis HaMikdash, on that Yom Chanukas HaMizbeach, fire came down again, and Lo Nistalka Atshaba Menashe V'Silka. Menashe destroyed Shleim HaMelech's Mizbeach, and it was at that time that the Ish went away. What's the Kasha? The Im Isa, if Rav Huna is right, that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach, Mikaruhu De'Stalik Le, the fire should have gone away earlier. Meaning, the assumption is that why would the fire have been on Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? Presumably, because you're bringing Karbanos there. Meaning, when the Mizbeach was in Shiloh, and in Noiv, and in Givon, and in all those places, that's what they were doing with it. But if you're going to tell me that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was a Mizbeach Avonim, so if the Mizbeach was made out of Avonim, and we know Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't made out of Avonim, it was made out of Adama, Eitzim, and the Chayishas, obviously they didn't use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach in Shiloh. Say, if they didn't use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach in Shiloh, why was the fire still there? So, you're going to have to say the Rav Huna holds like a different Tana. Which Tana he holds like Rav Nosson. The Tanya we learned to the Brice, Rav Nosson, Noimer, Mizbeach, Shal Shiloh, Shal Nechayishas. The Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of Nechayishas. Hayachalal, it was hollow. Umale Avonim, and it was filled with stone. Now, Rav Nosson holds the Mizbeach of Shiloh was Nechoshes, not like Rav Huna. But the reason we're saying who the Amik Rav Nosson is that he has a Tana to support him, at the very least that it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So you have already a Raya that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't used in Shiloh. So Rav Huna can go connect a Braisa that seems to suggest that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was used in Shiloh. Again, Rav Huna said that even though Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was made out of Adama, Eitzim, and Nechoshes, the Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of Avonim. That would seem to suggest that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. Fake the Gemara Kasha, how can you tell me it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? We have a Braisa that says that the Eish that came down be made Moshe remained until Shleimoy. It sounds like that they must have used it throughout those hundreds of years. That means in Shiloh they were using it, because otherwise the fire would have gone away. So clearly they used it. Meaning that Braisa seems to be not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna and Amor can't argue with a Braisa. So the Gemara, Rav Huna has a different Braisa that's at odds with that Braisa. Once he has a Tana de Messiah, so Mimeli has a right to argue with a Braisa. What's that Braisa? Another Braisa that says that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So meaning it's not that not everybody holds that this fire that came down Mimei Moshe remained with the whole Taikif throughout the years. So it's for that reason. So Freik Rashi, you're asking good. The obvious question. So why do we have to run to Rav Nosson to find a Braisa to support Rav Huna? The Gemara said that how did Rav Huna know his halacha? He quoted a brisa. The time of Lezeman Yaakov Omer. It says Avonim three times. One is the Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. The Mizbeach Shel Neve Givon. So that price is my first. Rashi's Kasha. But either way, let's just see one last Gemara. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Amar Nachman by Yitzchak said, "My le'nestalka levatala." Meaning, really, it could be that Rav Huna is right. That the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. It was Mizbeach Shel Avon. What's the kasha? If it was a different Mizbeach, why did the fire have to remain on Moshe Rabbeinu's? When we say the fire was there, it wasn't there with the ganzkei. It wasn't there 100%. It means like nostalgia legamri. But at the same time, it wasn't there with all its intensity. Mayhi, what does that mean? Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan say, Shviva Hava Mishadra. Rashi says that when they used to do the Haktara on the Mizbeach of Avonim, so wind and flames would come from the Eish that was on the Mizbeach of Moshe, which was the Eish Min HaShamayim, and it would help the the Haktorah. You're right. That's not the Mizbeach that was being used. The Mizbeach that was being used was the new Mizbeach. It was the Mizbeach Avonim. But at the same time, the fire from Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach played a role in the Haktorah, and that's why it was there. Rapapa said it a little bit differently. Ushpiza had the knockout. It was like a guest. Vizimnin hacha. It used to bounce around a little bit. Sometimes the fire would be on the Mizbeach of Moshe, and sometimes, I guess for the Haktorah purposes, it would actually jump. But the point is, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was around. Nobody's arguing that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was around. The question is, was it used in Shiloh or was it not used in Shiloh? Was it used in Shiloh, meaning the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was also Mizbeach Shal Nechoshes, or perhaps no, it was the Mizbeach Shal Avonim. You'll ask me a kasha, if Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't used in Shiloh, so what does it mean that the Nestalka Esh, what do you need the fire for? The Teretz is either Enchanami, Rafuna holds like the Tana of the Brisa that holds that it's not true, that fire went away way before the times of Shlomo HaMelech, or the fire just facilitated.